Good evening, Eastern Sierra, and welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now, where the air's crisp, the headlines are hot, and the countdown to Halloween is officially on. That's right, just 1 week until we all start pretending the fog is spooky, and not just morning weather. Tonight, we've got a packed lineup. Prescribed burns, keeping our force safe, firefighting positions opening up for those ready to suit up, and mammoth lakes already decking the halls for the holiday season. Because apparently, too early isn't a phrase up there. We'll also take a look at the Mammoth Lakes Repertory Theater's newest production, Clybourne Park, and the Eastern Sierra Avalanche Center's big season kickoff fundraiser, because nothing says winter's coming like snow science and silent auctions. So grab your favorite warm beverage, pumpkin spiced or otherwise, and let's dive in. The Inyo National Forest is planning a series of prescribed fire operations this fall and winter, subject to required approvals and favorable weather conditions. The purpose of the burns is to reduce hazardous fuels, overgrown vegetation, with the goals of protecting local communities, infrastructure, and natural resources from the threat of wildfires. The prescribed fire activities may include both broadcast burns and pile burns in the Mono Lake and Mammoth Ranger districts. Specific locations listed include Aspendale, Crowley Lake near Hilton Creek, and Aspen Springs, Dead Man Creek Road, Inyo Craters, June Lake Loop near North Shore Drive, June Mountain Ski Area, Lake Mary Road near Mammoth Lakes, Mammoth Lakes Basin, Mammoth Scenic Loop, Panorama Dome near Mammoth Lakes, Reds Meadow Valley, and South Fork Community. Road or area closures may occur for several days in those burn areas to ensure public safety. Residents are warned they may experience smoke during the operations. They are asked to slow down, turn on headlights when encountering smoke on the road, and to check air quality information before heading out. The Forest Service says it will evaluate weather conditions in the hours before each burn, and operations may be canceled if conditions are not suitable. For updates, the public is advised to follow the forest's website, social media channels, and the INSEE Web Incident Portal. County emergency management officials will also be notified when burning begins. The Inyo National Forest is recruiting temporary wildland fire personnel for the 26th season. The job vacancies cover several districts: the Mono Lake Ranger District, Levine; Mammoth Ranger District, Mammoth; White Mountain Ranger District, Bishop; and Mount Whitney Ranger District, Lone Pine. All positions include roles such as wildland firefighter, helitack, wildland firefighter, crew member, senior wildland firefighter, and wildland firefighter, fire engine operator. Applications are open now through October 29th, 2025 at usajobs.gov under the Forest Service Career Portal. Candidates must be U.S. citizens or nationals aged 18 or older. The Forest Service highlighted that it has for more than 100 years connected people and communities to conservation work and continues to manage hundreds of millions of acres of public land in the U.S. When your car starts making the noise, you know the one. It's time to call JS Automotive in Bishop. These folks don't just fix cars, they understand them. From oil changes and brake jobs to full-on engine diagnostics, JS Automotive is the kind of a local shop that treats your vehicle like one of their own, minus the judgment about those fast food wrappers under the seat. And you know, like the one French fry that looks the same as it did when you dropped it 3 years ago. They've got the experience, the tools, and most importantly, the honesty you want under your hood. Because around here, we know the only thing worse than car trouble is surprise car trouble. So before your check engine light becomes a lifestyle choice, swing by JS Automotive in Bishop, where keeping your safety on the road isn't just a service, it's a promise. JS Automotive, because your car deserves local care from people who actually care. Tickets are now on sale for the upcoming production of Clybourne Park, presented by the Mammoth Lakes Repertory Theater. The play, written by Bruce Norris, will run from November 14th through the 23rd, with performances on Friday and Saturdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 4 p.m. The venue is at the MPR at Mammoth High School, located 365 Sierra Park Road. General admission is $20, seniors 65 and older pay $18, and high school students may purchase tickets at $15. Tickets bought at the door will be $25, with no discounts available. The play is described as a razor-sharp satire about the politics of race, inspired by the earlier work, A Raisin in the Sun. In Mammoth Lakes, the Eastern Sierra Avalanche Center is asking community members to mark their calendars for their upcoming season kickoff and fundraiser event. The event will be held on November 22nd at Canyon Lodge. Doors open at 5 p.m., with the program starting at 7 p.m. Highlights of the evening include keynote speaker Kimmy Fasani, a silent auction, which goes live the week prior to remote bidding, light appetizers and drinks, a raffle, ESAC merchandise and tables from supporting organizations. Attendees may purchase tickets either online or in person at the door. Additional raffle tickets will also be available at the door. Earlier that same day, ESAC will also host the Eastern Sierra Snow and Avalanche Workshop at Eagle Lodge. Don't miss the chance to support this vital community resource. This holiday season, Mammoth Lakes Tourism is spotlighting local retail businesses through a festive marketing campaign titled Locally Shine This Season. The initiative encourages residents and visitors alike to support local merchants and retailers in Mammoth Lakes, making the region's businesses central to the holiday shopping season. Locally Shine This Season is a community-oriented campaign by Mammoth Lakes Tourism, promoting local retail support during the holidays, aiming to drive business to local shops. If you're interested in joining in on this advertising opportunity, be sure to email the folks at Mammoth Lakes Tourism and maybe take the time to give your business a little extra sparkle this holiday season. You're looking for a career that combines purpose, leadership, and the chance to help protect the Eastern Sierra's clean air and natural beauty? The Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District is now hiring an administrative services officer, and they want someone like you. This is a full-time position based in beautiful Bishop, California. As the administrative services officer, you'll be the backbone of district operations, managing key areas like fiscal planning, human resources, payroll budgeting, and administrative oversight. And the perks? Oh, they're solid. Competitive salary, CalPERS retirement plan, excellent health, dental, and vision coverage, generous vacation and sick leave, and a supportive professional work environment surrounded by Eastern Sierra mountains, lakes, and endless outdoor opportunities. To qualify, you'll need experience in administrative or financial management, ideally in a public agency. Strong leadership, organizational, and communication skills are essential. And if you know your way around government budgeting and HR systems, even better, make sure you say that. Ready to make a real impact and work where others vacation? Apply now for the Administrative Services Officer position at gbuapcd.org. This message is brought to you by the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, protecting air quality across the Eastern Sierra and supporting the professionals who make it all happen. Let's see what events are taking place this week. We're starting today off with Bishop FFA's Haunted Swamp event taking place tomorrow evening at the school farm starting at 6:30 p.m. This is an important fundraiser for BUHS and a great way to get into the holiday spirit. In Big Pine, check out the Fall Harvest Festival held by the Owens Valley Career Development Center office at the baseball field tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. Highlights include a pumpkin patch, informational booths, and community meal games, and so much more. Up in Mammoth, take part in the Miles for Mammograms walk tomorrow starting at the Mammoth Creek Park at 10:30 a.m. This two-mile walk aims to increase awareness and reduce barrier costs. For those looking forward to more Halloween fun, be sure to check out the Eastside Student Center's Halloweezer event tomorrow starting at 6 p.m. This event is outdoors, but costumes are highly encouraged. On Sunday, stop by the Indy Coffee Brewing Co. for their weekly coffee church event starting at 8 a.m. At Bishop's United Methodist Church, enjoy a benefit concert from the Bill Shuck Quintet starting at 2 p.m. on Sunday. Proceeds benefit the church and its community programs. Lastly, Tasty will be performing live at Distant Brewing on Sunday starting at 6:30 p.m. That's all for today, but don't forget to check out easternsierranow.com/events for all details, or just download the mobile app. This portion of the Eastern Sierra Now sports segment is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue, serving up smoky flavor and local pride right here in Big Pine. Up first, a quick update in the football scene. Unfortunately, the Broncos JV football game scheduled for today at Tonopah has been canceled. Coaches and players are encouraged to stay tuned for any updates or rescheduling. Meanwhile, the Bishop Broncos tennis continued their dominant league run with a 7-2 victory over the Desert Scorpions on Senior Day. All four seniors, Sienna Pope, Amelia Winter, Lola Molnar, and Azul Aranzubia, notched wins. Aranzubia remains undefeated in league play at 6-0. Team head coach Cummings praised the seniors' commitment and sportsmanship. Additionally, after remaining undefeated in the league with a 6-0 record and competing in a single elimination tournament against High Desert League teams yesterday, the Broncos tennis team has officially qualified for CIF. They will travel to Bakersfield on November 7th to continue competing. Good luck. Big shout out to our athletes. And don't forget, when you're done cheering the Broncos on, stop by Copper Top Barbecue for a plate that's as local as the team you root for. Stay tuned for more Eastern Sierra sports updates.
Indio County has a huge retired population of patients with a lot of cardiac problems. It's a 4-hour drive to Reno. They need somebody down here who's going to be in person taking care of them. My specialty is general cardiology with an emphasis in heart failure. I really wanted to be the kind of doctor that makes sure patients understand their care. Bishop is a great place to live. As a result, it attracts really good practitioners trained at top programs in the nation. That energy, it's always pushing you to be at the top of your game. We're going to turn our cardiology program into a top-notch program, and it's only going to continue to grow. 20 years ago, the survival expectation of somebody with severe heart failure may be 3 to 5 years. Today is 20 to 25 years. For somebody who's 60 to 70 years old, that means now living a normal lifespan.
All right, Eastern Sierra, let's talk about everyone's favorite small town obsession, the weather. Whether you're planning to hike, ski, or just stare judgmentally at the clouds, here's what you can expect heading into the weekend. Starting with Bishop, today looks calm and cozy, mostly sunny with highs around 78 degrees. So yeah, it's still technically fall, but someone forgot to tell the thermometer. Overnight, lows will dip into the mid-40s, just enough to make you reconsider sleeping with the window open. Tomorrow brings more of the same. Sunny skies, highs in the mid-70s, and a light breeze that's more pleasant than Pinterest autumn. By Sunday, a few clouds may roll in, teasing us with the idea of rain, but don't get too excited. It's all talk, no action. Now, up the hill to Mammoth Lakes, where Mother Nature is just a little moodier. Today will be crisp, highs around 61 degrees, low dropping to the mid-30s. Perfect for that. It's fall, but I'm still wearing ski socks aesthetic. Tomorrow, expect partly cloudy skies, highs near 52, and a chance of light afternoon winds. Great news if you're into dramatic hair flips on the trail. And Sunday, temperatures dip a bit, hovering around 49, with a whisper of clouds that might bring some light showers. So to recap, Bishop, warm, sunny, and a little smug about it. Mammoth, cool, crisp, and definitely ready for sweater season. That's your weekend forecast, where the weather's always gorgeous, but we'll still find something to complain about. It's like my ex-wife. That'll do it for today's news from the high desert to the high country. A huge thank you to our sponsor, JS Automotive, keeping Eastern Sierra drivers running smoother than a fresh layer of snow on 395. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button on our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on all the socials. Because if something happens in the Eastern Sierra and we didn't post about it, I mean, did it even happen? And before you go grab dinner, make sure to cast your vote in our Epic Eats poll celebrating the best food trucks in the Eastern Sierra, now expanded through November. Help us crown the real kings of the curbside kitchen. We'll be back next time with more news, more wit, and probably a few more layers, because Halloween's just a week away, and the only thing scarier than the costumes might be how fast winter's sneaking up. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now. Stay warm, stay safe, and maybe start counting down to candy.